She's known as the woman who took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. That was in August 1892. But Lizzie Borden was actually acquitted of murdering her parents. That verdict didn't sit well in Borden's home state of Massachusetts, and now a plan to open a Lizzie Borden Museum in Salem, already famous for its witch trials, is sparking a very different kind of controversy. Andrea Shea of WBUR reports.
Do come in. Someone has killed Father.
That creepy bit is from an old TV movie about Lizzie Borden. Like a lot of people, Leonard Pickle is fascinated with the bizarre story of a 32-year-old spinster accused of hacking her parents to death. He calls it the O.J. Simpson trial of its day.
It's a mystery. It's a murder mystery, and people can't stand not to know the answer to it. They're constantly trying to fill in the gaps to figure out exactly how she did it, why she did it, and if she did it, or who else could have done it. And we'll never know for sure.
Pickle is getting ready to open the new True Story of Lizzie Borden Museum in Salem. He's the editor of Haunted Attraction magazine and also designs and sells haunted houses. But Pickle says the museum he's building here is based on reality. Poster-sized images, text, and reproductions of the Borden's crushed skulls are on display inside the museum. Outside, a busy walkway is littered with magic shops, witch kitsch, and tourists.
My name's Phil Smith. I'm from Boxborough, Mass. I'm just a little confused why something that relates to Fall River history is doing up in Salem.
He's not alone. Leanne Wilbur co-owns the Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast Museum in Fall River, about 80 miles south of Salem. Visitors take tours and, if they're brave enough, spend the night in the house where the Bordens met their bloody demise.
This is the sitting room. This is where Lizzie discovered Mr. Borden's body.
More than 10,000 Lizzie fans travel to the house each year. They buy I Survived the Night t-shirts and axe-wielding Lizzie Borden bobbleheads. Wilbur says Lizzie is about all Fall River has going for it.
Let Lizzie be the doorway to draw people in and then show them what else Fall River has to offer.
Wilbur worries the new Lizzie Borden Museum in Salem will draw people away. There's a lawsuit to prevent it from using the Lizzie Borden Museum trademark, but Fall River has long grappled with its gory past and the idea of capitalizing on terror tourism. Leonard Pickle isn't spooked, though. He says sheer numbers drove him to open his Lizzie Borden Museum in a city famous for its witches.
There are 600,000 tourists that come to Salem, Massachusetts, looking for the dark side of history, and we feel like we can share Lizzie's story with more people here than we could ever do in Fall River.
Pickle says Fall River hasn't fully embraced its resident attraction. He claims his museum in Salem may even inspire people to drive to Fall River to visit Lizzie's grave. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea.